Hello, friends. Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. In this episode, we're going to continue on in our little program here on protecting your kids online. This episode, we will talk about social media and the apps that your kids are using, the risks associated, and how to keep your kids safe. So before I get into the gist of today's podcast, I do want to say that I'm going back to creating videos for YouTube of this particular podcast. So if you are not so much an audio listener, but you like listening or watching videos, you can check out this podcast in video form at YouTube on the Get Cyber Smart channel. Just type in Get Cyber Smart, C-Y-B-U-R, and you can come across it, which is ironic that I'm saying that because we're going to talk about YouTube and the potential threats or risks associated with YouTube to your kids. So if you want to see the video version of that, go find that on YouTube. But let's get right into it. So today we're going to talk about social media apps. And we're going to talk about one in particular that if you follow me on LinkedIn and all, you know I have a particular issue with, and that is, of course, being TikTok. But we'll get to that in a minute. So what are the threats associated with social media apps? Now, let's be honest, if you're a parent and your kid has technology, then they have or are on social media somewhere. Now, ideally, if you're a parent and you allowed your kids to have social media, whatever social media sites they're on, you are also on as one of their friends. When my daughter first went on Facebook, we had a list of rules she had to follow. And I wish I'd kept them. This was a long time ago, so I didn't keep them listed, which would have been smart. But I can remember a couple of them. One was I had to be her first friend on Facebook. I had the right to remove any posts she posted or any posts someone posted on her page. And there were a bunch of other ones that I could, you know, I could lock the page if I wanted to, things like that. So come up with rules for your kids on their social media sites. So they're aware of those, make sure they know what the rules are and that they follow the rules. So what are some of the risks inherent in these social media apps? There's tons of them. I'm not going to go over all of them. I can't possibly hit on them all. But I'll hit on the main ones that chances are your kids are using. But the main threats, according to Experian, are child predators. Again, these are all going to be threats that we've talked about in previous episodes, but it's worth repeating here. So child predators obviously are looking for kids on these social media apps. Scams, including identity theft scams, which is probably the number three financial loss from cybercrime year in and year out. Inappropriate and dangerous content, sharing posts they regret later, misinformation, cyberbullying, harassment, social media addiction, and exposure to targeted ads and marketing that can give them unreasonable beliefs about themselves, their body image, and things that they should want or have, that kind of thing. So what are the top apps that the kids are using? And so I found a thing from, this is from the Pew Research Center. So these are the top social media apps that kids are using. Number one is YouTube. It's at the top of the list. It has been at the top. It continues to be at the top, but rising quickly in second place is TikTok. Now, one thing I should note about TikTok is it's a Chinese-owned app. In other words, the company that created TikTok is owned by China, and we'll talk a little bit about why that's a problem here in a second. But some of the other social media apps, Instagram, number three, Snapchat. Facebook has fallen from number two down to number five. Twitter, Twitch, obviously for those kids that are big gamers or big into Twitch. WhatsApp as a messaging service that's encrypted, and ideally they're probably using it so you don't see it. Reddit and Tumblr. So those are the top social media apps. So you should be at least aware of what social media sites your kids are on and using. So let's talk about TikTok a little bit because it's probably the one with the biggest red flags there. So this is an article that I found from Daily Wire, just kind of talks about TikTok in general and how it's used in China. And then we'll talk about why it's a problem here. The Chinese version of TikTok, called Douyin, is limiting kids' time on the apps to 40 minutes a day and banning all overnight use. Now, if your kid has TikTok, is that true for them? It is not. I can tell you that right now. Douyin users under the age of 14 with real names authenticated accounts will be automatically entered into a new youth mode that the parent company ByteDance said over the weekend. Youth mode users will also be banned from using the app from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. This is according to the New York Post. So that part was according to the New York Post. Sorry. The next part is according to the Daily Wire. So let's step back a second. So obviously China recognizes the issues that are possible with TikTok from an addiction perspective, from putting information on there to dangerous to kids, that they're limiting the use to those that are 14 and under. All right. So what are some of the problems on TikTok? Well, this came out this week from Daily Wire, and it's TikTok allegedly has child sex abuse material appearing in plain sight all over the social media platform, according to a Forbes investigative report. According to the report, graphic social media content depicting lewd and pornographic acts from minors is easy to come across on the video sharing app. They typically read like advertisements and come from seemingly innocuous accounts, Forbes report, but often they're portals to illegal child sexual abuse material quite literally hidden in plain sight. So obviously this is an issue. Now, China says that they don't do that, but taking China for their word is very bad. A couple other issues with TikTok is all the information that is going into TikTok is flowing back to servers in China that the Chinese government has access to that they can use for intelligence collection for future use. So think about your kids as 14, 15, 16 now using TikTok. Let's say in 15 years, they decide that they want to join the FBI, they want to join the CIA, they want to join some government entity, they want to go in the military and work to, you know, secure, protect the country. The Chinese now know, have facial recognition on what they look like, which causes a whole host of problems for them going forward as the world becomes a much more interconnected place. So that obviously is a huge issue. So the identity information and the amount of data flowing to China is right. And even if you're a user of TikTok, you need to understand these threats are there as well for you. Just the identity, the theft of information and your personal data going over to China, certainly an issue, but we're talking kids here. So, but let's go back now to the number one app used by kids, YouTube. Now, we all use YouTube. It's very valuable. There are a lot of good things on YouTube. I had a problem with my kitchen faucet today. I was trying to find a way to fix it. Still haven't, but that's another story for another day. But there's a lot of value in YouTube. But the problems for kids that you just need to be aware of as a parent is there's inappropriate content all over the site. Certainly, you know, there is soft pornography on YouTube you can find pretty easily. It may impede your preschooler's development. So allowing preschoolers to view YouTube can be problematic if you're not monitoring. And if you're monitoring it, you kind of know what they're doing, you limit the time, it's probably not that big a deal, but you can very quickly run down rabbit holes in YouTube. So it's something you have to be careful of and be aware of. It can cause meltdowns. This is information from care.com. So you can go to that website. It's a child protective site. You can go there and get some more information. I got this from there. It can be addictive, obviously. We've all done it. We've all gone down rabbit holes looking at, you know, stuff from our, you know, for a sports fan, maybe you went back and you watched the 1983 NBA finals between the Lakers and the Sixers, which I would have done because I remember watching that when I was young in real time. So it's good to bring back those memories. But again, this can be addictive. You're on it all the time. It can promote unsafe behavior. Your child can be targeted by ads, which can cause them, you know, body dysmorphia, but a whole host of different issues because they think that is what the real world is like and that's what they should strive to. It can affect their sleep if they're up all night watching YouTube because they have their phone in their room and they're watching YouTube or they're on Instagram. This can be the same for any social media app also, but just think about that. And YouTube comments can be problematic. You probably don't think about that. If your kid is a YouTube creator and puts videos on YouTube, then people can comment to that. And those things can be cyberbullying. It can affect the mental health of your kids. So I would suggest at a minimum, if your kid is a creator and they're not making money on YouTube, which that's the other problem with YouTube, is you have all of these YouTube creators that are making millions of dollars and every kid thinks, I can take my phone, I can make some content, boom, good things can happen. But then you think some of the content that shows people doing stupid things, you know, if your kids try to replicate what they're seeing on YouTube, it could cause them harm. It could cause a whole host of different issues. So with that, you know, just be aware, those are some of the common risks and threats associated with YouTube. TikTok is a much bigger issue. I would recommend that once you're done with this podcast, if you're still not sure about TikTok, just go do some research. Go look on TikTok I'll go look up articles about TikTok and some of the stuff that they're doing, which is really problematic. And if you're a parent, I would honestly reconsider allowing your kids to be on TikTok. Now, if that horse is out of the barn at least restrict what they're doing, follow what they're doing, pay attention to what they're doing, what they're putting on there, because some of these things can come back to haunt them down the line. I didn't really get into the other apps, but they all kind of have the same similar type of thread issues. Instagram, obviously, is pictures and all that kind of stuff. So you can find, you know, pictures there. Predators will use Instagram to try to target and groom individuals because you can easily follow people that you see on Instagram, which can lead, you know, to things going that way. So again, just understand that these social media apps are there. They're designed to engage your kids for the dopamine to flow as they're getting, you know, reinforcement for comments and likes and all that kind of stuff. So it can be very problematic for a very immature mind. And I don't mean that like immature. They don't know. I just mean they're young minds that haven't developed fully. And just be aware of the threats for yourself in general. So with that, I hope you found value in this episode. We will continue on in this series a couple more episodes going forward. If you found value in this particular podcast version, feel free to pass along to your friends, have them give a listen. If you have thoughts or comments that you want to direct to me, email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R. You can find me there. And if I'm smart enough and can figure out in the YouTube video, I'll post it here somewhere on the screen, but you can do that there. Again, thank you so much for listening. Know that knowledge is protection. As you go through your week, make sure you understand the threats that are targeting your kids. Assess your risk. You can then proceed wisely. Again, email me with thoughts or comments. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, feel free to comment below. If my lighting's off or you have other issues, then, you know, feel free to do that as well. But trying to reach out with more ways to help people understand what they are, because I am the cyber smart educator, as I'm branding myself now. Thanks for listening. We will talk again soon.